Governor Charlie Baker has released a new plan to speed up efforts to cut climate emissions in Massachusetts. The plan includes calls for new incentives to switch 2 million buildings in the state from climate-disrupting fossil fuels to clean, renewable energy sources. It also says additional funding will be needed to train workers to install and service the new systems. No estimate of the cost was given, but retrofitting those buildings won't be easy, and it won't be cheap. This morning, in our second report on geothermal energy, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman looks at the difficulties one homeowner encountered trying to make the switch and the startup trying to help.
Energy economist Jürgen Weiss lives just off Mass Ave near Porter Square.
We are now entering the basement, which is a classic basement in Somerville. 1895 house. And here we go.
Weiss's unfinished basement is filled with fossil fuel burning devices.
So we have an existing gas furnace. So we have a gas heater for a jacuzzi.
What about your hot water?
Yep, they're gas. And then there is a gas dryer that has a bunch of ducts that run everywhere.
The basement ductwork looks like the arms of an octopus. The tangle of shiny insulated sheet metal replace the old hot water radiator pipes. Weiss's system sends hot air to the first and second floors, but the wide ducts couldn't fit in the old walls, so they stick out like a large industrial sculpture.
This is our living room.
Oh, my God!
You know, retrofitting in an existing home is not super easy.
Even for someone like Jürgen Weiss. He has a PhD in economics and specializes in energy transition. He helped Rhode Island design a roadmap to meet the state's climate goals and taught energy economics at Harvard Business School.
Since I work on climate change, I am aware of the fact that I still burn a bunch of fossil fuel. So I started thinking about ways to get rid of my fossil fuel use.
Weiss tried installing electric air source heat pumps on his third floor, but they didn't work very well on the coldest days. Kept breaking down.
And at that point, I just started thinking, right, do I want to keep replacing expensive parts of this, or is there a better solution to this whole thing?
At the time, Weiss was writing a Harvard Business School case study about a startup called Dandelion Energy. The upstate New York company has big plans to transform home heating by scaling up the use of ground-source geothermal. The EPA calls fossil-free geothermal the most energy-efficient, cost-effective way to heat and cool buildings. Holes are drilled deep into the earth, and the constant 50 to 60 degree thermal energy is pumped through heat exchangers into homes. Local water well digging companies have been installing geothermal for 70 years. Dandelion wants to go national and make geothermal high-tech and data-driven.
So one of the things that Dandelion does is they have modified an app that exists. So when I wrote the case study, you know, I got sent this app, I installed it, and the app asked me to walk around my house and take a bunch of pictures. And then that app basically constructed a 3D model of my house in 10 minutes or so.
So with information from the app and data from the company's proprietary geological maps of the U.S., Dandelion determined how many geothermal wells Weiss would need and designed a system for his home without ever stepping foot on his property. But there was one big problem.
There is not a lot of space to drill holes.
Weiss's front yard was way too small. There was no space to accommodate a huge drill rig.
All right, so this is our backyard. We found out that we could have enough space to put a hole here. However, as you can see, there is a pretty substantial fence in all directions. And so the only way I could get here is by ripping out my apple trees and tearing down the fence. And both of those are not great.
We're still in the midst of working with Jürgen to try to find a solution for his home.
Kathy Hanu is co-founder and president of Dandelion Energy. She notes Somerville is the most densely populated city in New England.
And his example is really illustrative of a lot of the challenges with switching homes and urban environments to geo.
Dandelion found a solution to drilling in small spaces in Sweden. There, they use small rigs, just 6 feet high, to drill on small lots. The rigs use sound waves to help drill the deep holes. Today, 20% of the buildings in Sweden use ground-source geothermal.
By adopting these more miniaturized, clean technologies, we're making it possible for homes to do geothermal that really couldn't have done it before.
Nationwide, it's estimated the market for geothermal could be $1 trillion. Dandelion Energy is growing rapidly. It recently began doing business in Vermont and is expanding into Massachusetts and beyond. By scaling up and reducing the cost of acquiring new customers, Kathy Hanoon predicts installations will double annually for the next few years, despite the average sticker price for a home geothermal system, $40,000.
But there's a ton of incentives available to homeowners right now, which helps bring the price down.
There's a substantial federal tax credit for geothermal and a hefty state rebate. There's no sales tax, and interest-free loans are available. Work the geothermal numbers right, and for the cost of what you'd pay for fossil fuel for a few years, it's possible to get virtually unlimited climate-friendly heating, hot water, and air conditioning. So what's the catch? Well, in his case study and personal experience, energy economist Jürgen Weiss found Dandelion's problem isn't finding customers, it's hiring enough skilled geothermal drillers and maintaining quality control standards as the company scales up to meet demand.
I started this process a year ago, and Dandelion is backed up. They might not be able to do this until 2023 in the best of cases.
Turns out for Weiss, the easiest and cheapest solution would be to drill the geothermal hole in the middle of the street in front of his home. Perhaps even better, hook up other homes in the neighborhood to a shared network of deep holes in the street so everyone could get fossil-free geothermal. Well, that's what Eversource plans to do later this summer at an experimental site in Framingham, and National Grid plans to do at 2 test projects next year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.